Hello again to all of you, and welcome to Mansion Inglés podcast number 43, recorded for November 2011, taking your English to the next level. En el nivel básico este mes, hemos practicado los verbos en el presente. Vamos a comprobar el significado de los verbos. ¿Cómo se dice fumar en inglés? To smoke. Do you smoke? Repite. Do you smoke? I smoke, she smokes, he smokes. He smokes 2 packs a day. 2 paquetes al día. Repite. He smokes 2 packs a day. ¿Cómo se dice trabajar? To work. I work, you work, he works. She works. She works hard.
Trabaja duro.
Repite. She works hard. She works in a cafe. Repite. She works in a cafe. She works at home. ¿Qué es el verbo beber en inglés? To drink. He drinks a lot of beer. Repite. He drinks a lot of beer. I don't drink wine. I don't drink tea or coffee. Do you drink tea? ¿Cómo se dice ir al cine en inglés? Go to the cinema. Go to. Go to. Go to work. Repite. Go to work. Go to school. Go to university. El pasado de go es went. I went to New York. I went to New York last year. Repite. I went to New York last year. We went to Paris on holiday. Where did you go last weekend? Last weekend. Go last weekend. Where did you go last weekend? Escuchar en inglés es to listen. No olvides que normalmente listen lleva la preposición to. I listen to music every day. Repite. I listen to music every day. Do you listen to the BBC? You should listen to your mum. Un significado del verbo tener es have. I have. I have a new car. El uso de got, I've got a new car, es mucho más extendido en inglés británico que en inglés americano. Los americanos prefieren la forma I have. Entonces, I've got en el inglés británico, I have en el inglés americano. Repite. I have a new car. I have. You have. We have. He has. She has. It has. They have. They have 5 children. Repite. They have 5 children. Or they've got 5 children. Repite. They've got 5 children. They've got 5 children. El verbo to watch es mirar o ver. Watch me. Mírame. Repite. Watch me. My mum watches TV in the morning. Fíjate en la pronunciación de la tercera persona. He watches. She watches. Repite. He watches. He watches TV. She watches. She watches. She watches TV in the morning. ¿Cómo se dice leer en inglés? To read. I read photography magazines. Repite. I read photography magazines. Magazines, revistas. I can't read French. Repite. I can't read French. Do you read newspapers? Repite. Do you read newspapers? El verbo vivir es to live. Where do you live? Repite. Where do you live? I live in Valencia. My family lives in Spain. Very good. Muy bien. También hemos practicado him, her, it, and them. Listen and repeat. Escucha y repite. Do you like swimming? Yes, I love it. What do you think of Lady Gaga?
I don't like her.
Do I like chocolate cookies? Yes, I love them. What do I think about golf? I hate it. Monday mornings? I hate them. Do you like shopping for clothes? Yes, I love it. Do you like Colin Farrell? Yes, I really like him. What's your opinion of classical music?
I don't really like it.
What do you think about cats?
I don't like them.
Do I like getting up early?
I don't mind it.
Do you like horror films?
No, I hate them.
Jennifer Lopez, I love her. Escucha de nuevo y contesta las preguntas usando him, her, it, or them. Do you like swimming? What do you think of Lady Gaga? Do you like chocolate cookies? What do you think about golf? Do you like Monday mornings? Do you like shopping for clothes? Do you like Colin Farrell? What's your opinion of classical music? What do you think about cats? Do you like getting up early? Do you like horror films? Do you like Jennifer Lopez? Great! Now, moving on to our intermediate section this month, we looked at comparatives and superlatives. But before that, I want to talk to you about our pack completo. The mention in inglés, pack ahorro completo. It's a special offer of all our CDs at a great price. All 9 Mansion English CDs. There's a Business English CD, a CD for the Cambridge FCE exam, there's Mansion Travel, and many more. 9 CDs for only €99. You save €112. And we pay the postage wherever you are in the world. Now that's a good deal. Es una oferta muy buena. For more details and to order the CDs, just click the CD icon on the right side of the homepage at mansioningles.com. Okay, back to the English and comparatives and superlatives. Superlatives have the definite article the in front of them. For example, the fastest. Lo más rápido. The fastest. The oldest. The smallest. The most expensive. If the word is quite long,
say 3 syllables or more, use most and least. Most más and least menos. The most expensive, the least attractive. If the word is short, add est, est, the smallest, the nicest, the ugliest, etc. Listen and repeat. I like you the most. This is the worst coffee I've ever tasted. My phone was cheaper than yours. Which is the best Beatles song? Where's the nearest supermarket? This jacket is much warmer. He's the most intelligent person I know. He's funnier than you. iPhones are more expensive than Nokia phones. Of all the cities in the UK, I like Birmingham the least. I'm better at art than science. Great, okay. Now let's look at some confusing vocabulary. First, the difference between to meet and to know, because in Spanish it's the same verb, conocer. ¿Cómo se dice me alegro a conocerte en inglés? Nice to meet you. Repeat. Nice to meet you. Use the verb to meet when it's the first time you meet someone. La primera vez. The first time. After the first time, after the introduction, you know the person. Lo conoces. You know them. Here are 2 examples. I met Maria last July. I've known her for 4 months. Repeat. When did you meet her? How long have you known her? Another confusing pair of words is to lend and to borrow. You lend to someone and borrow from someone. So the bank lends you money. You borrow money from the bank. Repeat. Can I borrow your pen? Can you lend me your pen? David lent me his camera. I borrowed this camera from David. Next are the 2 verbs to listen and to hear. As I said at the beginning of this podcast, listen is often followed by to. Repeat. Listen to music. Listen to the news. Listen to this. Listening describes an intentional activity. Lo haces a propósito. When you are listening, you are actively trying to hear something. But hearing is something that happens without any special effort. You can hear something even when you don't want to hear it and don't try to hear it. Listen. I listened outside the door, but I couldn't hear what they were saying inside. His story was so long and boring that I stopped listening. Until suddenly I heard my name. The verbs to earn and to win can also be confusing because they can both be translated as ganar in Spanish. Ha ganado la lotería. Repeat. He's won the lottery. Él gana más que yo. Repeat. He earns more than me. Do you earn a good living? ¿Ganas mucho? Do you earn a good living? To look like means to resemble physically. Parecerse a. Repeat. I look like my dad. My sister looks like my mum. Who do you look like? He looks a bit like Tom Cruise. The verbs to wear and to dress can be confusing also. To wear translates as llevar. Repeat. What are you wearing tonight? He always wears that old brown jacket. That's a nice ring you're wearing. Dress as a noun means vestido, and to get dressed is vestirse. The phrasal verb to dress up means to dress smartly, ponerse elegante. Repeat. Are you dressing up for the party tomorrow? Do I have to dress up? Fancy dress es un disfraz. In the advanced section this month, we looked at some words that we can use to describe anger. To go berserk means ponerse como un loco. Listen and repeat. I went berserk when I found out. Why are you going berserk? What happened? Heated and argument like to collocate. If an argument is heated, there are some strong opinions and feelings involved. Repeat. We had a heated argument about politics. Cross, C-R-O-S-S, means angry. Enfadado, enojado. To get cross is enfadarse, enojarse. Repeat. Why are you cross with me? Don't do that or you'll make me cross. It makes me so cross. Me da rabia. Repeat. It makes me so cross. How do you say furio in English? Rage. R-A-G-E. Rage is violent anger. And the expression to fly into a rage means to become very angry. Repeat. My dad flew into a rage. Montó en cólera. He flew into a rage. Why are you in such a rage? Blind rage is extreme anger. Ira ciega. If something is all the rage, it's popular at the moment. Es el último grito. Lady Gaga is all the rage at the moment. If someone blows their top, they lose their temper. To blow one's top is an informal way of saying to get angry or lose one's temper. Repeat. He blew his top when he found out. Okay, let's see if you remember the idioms from this month's cuaderno selection. I'll say an idiom in Spanish and you say the equivalent idiom in English before I do. Then you should repeat the idiom in English to practice pronunciation. Okay? Ready? So, quien la hace, la paga. What goes around, comes around. Yo tengo una tía que toca la guitarra. What does that have to do with the price of tea in China? Más de un cocinero se echa a perder el queso. Too many cooks spoil the broth. La ausencia es al amor lo que hará aire al fuego. O apaga el pequeño y aviva el grande. Absence makes the heart grow fonder. Con un cambio de actividad se renueven las energías. A change is as good as a rest. A los tontos no les dura el dinero. A fool and his money are soon parted. Las palabras se las lleva el viento. Actions speak louder than words. Mucho ruido y pocas nueces. All mouth and no trousers. I'm sorry about my bad Spanish pronunciation. In the business section this month, we looked at ways of changing arrangements and appointments. Listen and repeat the expressions. I'm sorry, I can't make it. Can you make it tomorrow? Does Thursday afternoon work for you? Does it suit you? Yes, it works for me. Sí, esto está bien. Yes, it works for me. Yes, that works. I'm afraid I'm completely snowed under at the moment. To be snowed under. I can't make it. I'm sorry. I'm really snowed under. I'm too busy. I'm snowed under. I'll get back in touch next week. Can we get back in touch soon? Let's stay in touch. Don't lose touch, will you? Let's leave it open for now. Can we leave it open? I think we should leave it open until next month. How about? How about discussing it at lunch? How about meeting next Wednesday? How about having lunch tomorrow? How about going for a drink after work? Something's come up. I'm really sorry, but something's come up. To come up, surgir. Something came up during the meeting. Has something come up? To put it off. Can we put it off until Tuesday? Put it off. Can we put it off until Tuesday? The phrasal verb to put off means postpone or delay. Aplazar. They've put off launching the new product. Han aplazado el lanzamiento del nuevo producto. Repeat. Can we put off the meeting? Can we put the meeting off? Do you mind putting off the meeting until next week? Well, that's it for this month. Thanks to all of you for listening. And if you want to contact us, you can find us on Facebook. Just search Facebook for La Mansión del Inglés and join our growing community of fans. Or send an email to mansionteachers@yahoo.com. You can also follow us on Twitter. Our Twitter name is Mansion Twit. Until next month then, take care, keep practicing and taking your English to the next level. Bye for now.